Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's definitely the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. It's easy to use, and you'll love the experience. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how a manufacturer's warranty works. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I first want to talk to you about, I had a pretty scary experience last week. This has nothing to do with watches, but I was on my way back from LA on business, and I was taking a flight from LAX to Vegas, and it was probably the scariest experience I've ever had in my life. I've never been one of those wimpy sort of, oh, there's turbulence, I'm going to wet my pants. I've just always been a very confident flyer. I'm the kind of guy who makes friends with the pilot. Since I was a little kid, and I don't really get, you know, I'm not a nervous flyer. It's been very normal to me. I know there are a lot of people who have anxiety flying and are scared of flying and all that. So, but this was a whole new ball game. So the pilot gets on the horn, and I don't think he even realized he gets on the horn, and he basically, you know, I it was, you know, obviously everybody heard it, but he was like, oh, fuck, and then he gets back on the horn and is like, realizes what he says, apologizes, and he asks everyone to buckle up their seat belts and to tie it as tight as possible, and that we're going to experience some severe turbulence. It was beyond severe turbulence. I mean, we were at like 12 or 13,000 feet. We had dropped 500 feet. The masks fell down like you see in the movies. It's one thing to see it in the movies, you know, you feel for those people even when you see it in a movie. But when it happens live, there is definitely that we're going to die moment. And it was incredibly scary. People were getting flung from their seats. Everybody was holding each other's hands. It was unlike anything I've ever seen. You know, we're surrounded by mountains. There's no water. I'm like, if this plane goes down, we're done. I got to say, the pilot definitely knew what he was doing. It was very, very scary. It was very turbulent. It was very shaky. It was very uncertain. But we made it. And at the end, he was like, welcome to Vegas, baby. So on with the show. And enough about me and my terrifying almost plane crashing experience. But today I want to talk about how a manufacturer's warranty with a watch works. Like, there's a lot of things that people assume and don't know, so I just wanted to clarify this for anyone who isn't sure how a warranty works, a manufacturer's warranty works, what are the advantages of a manufacturer's warranty. So a manufacturer's warranty usually covers the movement of the watch, the guts of the watch, what makes the watch tick. So in the case of an automatic watch, it's automatic movement. In case of a manual wind watch, it's a manual movement. In case of a, you know, a quartz watch, it's a quartz movement. But basically, it only covers the timing aspect. It doesn't cover the hands. It doesn't cover the dial. It doesn't cover the crystal. It doesn't cover the case. It doesn't cover the strap. It doesn't cover the buckles, unless specified. And a lot of people think, oh, when I buy a watch and I get a manufacturer's warranty, it covers everything. That's not true at all. The way watch companies look at it is, you know, when you're wearing a watch, you, depending on how often you wear it, you could ruin the strap, you could whack the case against the wall, you could scratch it, you could crack the crystal. So those sort of things aren't covered, because they're prone to, you know, they're out, it's up for grabs, they're out, it's out. It's there. It's visible. The movement is covered, you know, and is secured by a case back, and is sealed. So that's why that is covered. So, you know, in the case of Rolex, they now have a 5-year international manufacturer's warranty. And that usually means that you can go to any authorized Rolex dealer in the U.S., out of the country, and they will service it if there's any problems with the watch. I recently had a client, actually, who took his watch to Miami. Actually, it was his wife's watch. He knows that he kind of left the crown unscrewed. Water got in. I called Rolex on his behalf. I spoke to a really nice lady. She said, look, I don't know without looking at it. We'll have to determine it. It was way within the warranty period. He had bought it 6 to 7 months ago. I told him where to send it, who to send it to, and Rolex was, you know, incredibly kind. They sent him actually a mailing kit. So they sent him a kit with, I believe, an envelope and instructions and everything and how to do it and how to send it back. And Rolex was so kind that they actually covered that under warranty, despite the fact that there was water damage. And, you know, and the client, I think, knew himself that it was not a manufacturer's error. It was him who had left the crown open. But regardless, Rolex determined on their behalf whatever it was that they had to decide and determined it was something that they needed to fix under warranty, and they didn't charge him, which I thought was incredible because usually they don't do that. So what does it mean when they cover the movement of the watch? Well, usually it means like when your watch is running slow, when it's running fast, when it's erratic. Within that period of the warranty, most manufacturers' warranties are 2 years. They're covered for 2 years. Again, only the movement of the watch or the timing of the watch. So if you send the watch back and they determine that that movement is running fast or slow or is running erratic because of a manufacturer's error, they will cover that free of charge within the specified time of the warranty. And like I said, most warranties are 2 years. Rolex is 5 years. So that's definitely something you should know. That's definitely something that, you know, you should never assume that the warranty is going to cover, you know, everything. Now, how is a manufacturer's warranty different from, you know, when you go on certain websites, and I'm not going to mention names, but like you go on certain websites where they're not authorized retailers and they're selling you a watch and they don't come with a manufacturer's warranty? Well, I mean, you run the risk of, you know, because they're not authorized dealers, they generally have relationships with people who are, but still, because you're not getting the authorized warranty, they're covering it, they're fixing it either in-house with their own technicians who may or may not be certified by the watch brands. And that always makes me skeptical because they could be putting disingenuous parts inside the watch. And I always like to make sure I send it back to the manufacturer. That way I know it's being done right and I have no questions. So a manufacturer's warranty definitely is that. You're sending it back to the manufacturer directly. You know it's going to be done right. You have confidence. And you definitely are going to wait. I mean, you're going to wait sometimes. I know with Rolex, it's 4 to 6 weeks for an estimate and another 4 to 6 weeks for the actual work. I know Patek Philippe in recent years has taken as long as a year, 9 months to a year, depending on the model. You know, when you get with these more complicated timepieces, it can take a lot longer. But I just, you know, wanted to shed some light on how a manufacturer's warranty works. And most of the time when you buy a watch in the U.S., you get an international manufacturer's warranty, which is very weird because when you go to Europe or Asia or even the Middle East, you know, you get a 2-year warranty, which is like localized to that region. It may not even be international. So it just depends on the region and where you are and what the brand you buy is. But that's one of the cool things about, and especially with Rolex, that's one of the cool things about buying a watch with a manufacturer's warranty. And, you know, luckily, all of the retailers I work with are authorized retailers and provide a manufacturer's warranty. So, you know, when you're thinking of purchasing a watch, you know, I I would love to work with you. I definitely do charge a consultation fee of $150. If you do buy a watch through me or sell a watch through me within a year, I apply that $150 consultation fee towards the purchase of the watch or towards my commission when you're trying to sell a watch. If you don't do either, you know, buy a watch from me or sell a watch from me within a year, that $150 fee is for my time. And that gets you access to emails and phone calls and, you know, up to 4 hours of my time. So that's a pretty cool thing. That's a great way of, you know, ensuring that you're being taken care of and you're being given the right guidance and advice, and you're dealing with a professional who has over 25 years of experience. You can definitely, you know, reach me at amitdevhan@gmail.com. You can PayPal me to the same email address if you want to start working with me and pay that consultation fee to get the ball rolling. Check out my website. It's a great place to go and learn about watches. And I'm a distributor of Kingsley 1945 watches, which are hand-assembled watches made in Providence, Rhode Island. They should be 5 to 10 grand, but we're making a luxury affordable. They're under $3,000, and they're all hand-assembled. They're styled and designed in Providence, Rhode Island, by the Kingsley Watch Company. I'm very proud to be a distributor for this brand. You can also check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at Amit Dave Honda. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's an amazing way to get the latest watch news and not worry about being committed to a blog, reading a blog every day. Definitely sign up for my weekly newsletter at www.amitdevehonda.com/sign-up. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.